Before Jenny met her new nephew, Wyatt. Before she drove to New York. And before she picked up a Boston Red Sox onesie down the street from her Alston studio, Jenny got 1% back on tires, 2% back on snacks, and 3% back on gas using her Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. So Jenny got ready to do what she loved with cash rewards she liked. That's the power of the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. That's Bank of America. Life's better when we're connected. With the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, you can earn 1% cash back on all purchases all the time. 2% cash back on groceries and 3% cash back on gas. Apply today at bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Grocery and gas bonus rewards apply to 1,500 in combined purchases each quarter. Call 1-888-224-8735 for details about credit costs and terms. Copyright 2013 Bank of America Corporation.
This is Football Nation. Todd DeVries and Bill Enright bring you the latest trends from the NFL. Headlines, stats, fantasy previews, and more right here on Football Nation.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Football Nation on Patriots.com Radio. We are pleased to be broadcasting live here as we're heading into Week 5. Bill Enright and Todd DeVries. Todd, we got a jam-packed show today. A lot of action. Really getting pumped up for what we have in the next 2 hours.
Absolutely, Bill. Another week is upon us here. Another splendid Thursday night football game to talk about. It's going to be a barn burner, Bill.
The Bills and the Browns don't exactly give you the feeling of offensive fireworks, Todd?
You know, there's a lot on the line, Bill. I mean, you got Brian Hoyer going up against E.J. Manuel. It's going to be just tremendous.
C.J. Spiller and Fred Jackson both hurt. The Bills wide receiver Stevie Johnson a little bit banged up right now, plus he's going up against Joe Hayden.
We can watch Trent Richardson, though, right? Oh, no, never mind.
Not anymore. Basically, it's Josh Gordon and Jordan Cameron from a fantasy football perspective. But, Todd, here we are, another Thursday night game, and we're not even excited about the matchup.
Well, Bill, we're coming off of the, you know, the primetime game last week. Not Thursday night game, but we had Tom Brady versus Matt Ryan.
Right. Great game.
And you go from that to this, pretty much. I mean, it's, you know, it is what it is, Bill. What are you going to do? I guess they got to fit all the teams in.
As we're just getting started here, I want to give a quick shout-out to our producer, Kevin Collins. Kevin, how's it going?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Excellent job today as we have a special guest, Dan Dierdorf, who is calling the Bengals and Patriots game for CBS. Kevin, nicely produced. Way to go on that one.
Appreciate that. Kind words are hard to come by from you, Bill, so I'll take this.
When is Mr. Dierdorf joining us? 4:30, I believe,
4:30,
right?
4:30, yep.
All right, so you're going to want to tune into that because he's going to give us some great insight about the Patriots matchup this weekend against Cincinnati. Todd, well, what do you make about the Bengals so far? You know, they beat the Packers, but then they lost to the Browns, and we're going to ask Dan that same question, actually.
Yeah, it's, you know, they were the sexy pick this year, right? The Bengals, you know, pretty good defense, team on the rise, a lot of weapons. Giovanni Bernard, who's one of our favorite rookie players, you know, and the division was kind of on its way down, right? The Ravens gutted their team after winning the Super Bowl, and the Steelers are getting older, and the Browns stink. So you kind of figured the Bengals were going to rise above and have a pretty good year. And so far, it hasn't really been the case. A little disappointing.
Do you think they got a little bit too overhyped just because they were on Hard Knocks?
No, I don't think so. I don't think Hard Knocks had anything to do with it. I think that they were a hot pick prior to Hard Knocks airing episode one, you know? Yeah, you're always looking for the next team, Bill, right? You're always looking for the team on the rise. And people, a lot of people pick the Chiefs to be a most improved team. Myself was one of them. Although you had them in the playoffs, I did not. So kudos to you. They're on track to do that. But, you know, the Bengals have been in the playoffs the last couple of years, Bill. And it's
That's true.
Who's going to take the next step? Because it's the same old stuff. It's Peyton Manning again. It's Tom Brady again. Who's going to knock those two teams off the pedestal? Right now, it's not looking like anybody in the AFC, you know? So, you know, if you go down their games, Bill, the Bengals, they lost to Chicago in the opener by a field goal.
Right.
They beat a bad Steelers team. They beat the Packers, which was a nice win in a game that they really had no business winning, but they came back, high-scoring game. And you think, you're thinking, okay, they got to go to Cleveland, which is a nice rivalry game, but they should come out of that 3-1. And they laid a stinker.
Yeah. What did they score, 3 points?
17-6.
17-6, two field goals.
I mean, how do you explain that one?
I know. Other than the fact that I think the Browns' defense is pretty underrated at this point, and I think people will notice that now that they're going to play a prime time game against the Bills. I'm not saying the Bills' offense is anything spectacular, but I think people will start to realize that the Browns do have a pretty good defense.
Yeah. So, you know, in this game, Bill, it's all, as we all know, it's all about the quarterbacks.
Yep.
And Andy Dalton has not taken it to the next level yet. Andy Dalton is kind of right now an above-average quarterback in this league, and people were thinking maybe he would take the next step. He has not taken the next step. He's still an above-average quarterback.
Above-average or average?
Somewhere in between.
Yeah.
Okay. Right in that mix.
Well, here we are, week 5 of the NFL. If you have a start and sit question for your fantasy football team, you have a lot of ways that you can interact with us. 855-728-7500 is the phone number. You can give us an email, webradio@patriots.com. And if you're listening to us on demand via the podcast, you can hit us up on Twitter. Todd is at CFF Geek. I am at Bill Enright. So there's plenty of ways to get in your start sit questions for week 5. Speaking of the week 5, what do you say we jump into the injury report, go over some bumps and bruises, Todd, as we're heading into Sunday?
Sounds good, Bill. I thought we were going to have a little intro music there, Kev.
No, nah, Kevin's sleeping.
That's my fault.
No problem. We'll go on without it.
All right. Quarterbacks, Bill. Breaking news. Everyone wants to pay attention to this. Josh Freeman has been released by the Buccaneers, Bill.
Hey now.
Where will he land? That's what everyone wants to know.
Does everyone want to know that?
Not really.
No.
Josh Freeman, man. A year, 13 months ago, Bill, Josh Freeman was, we were just talking about teams on the rise, he was like a quarterback on the rise.
Certainly was.
Youngster, coming off a good year. Everyone thought he was kind of a sleeper quarterback in 2012. Didn't really pan out that way. And this year just went from bad to worse, and now he's cut by the Buccaneers.
Yeah, this is just a dramatic situation down there in Tampa Bay. Coach Greg Schiano clearly didn't want Freeman as his quarterback anymore. They decided to go with the rookie Mike Glennon. Freeman, we know that he's in some kind of drug program. I don't know if it's a rehab program or it's like a step-by-step kind of therapy. I don't know what's going on with Josh Freeman. Am I shocked that Tampa Bay cut him? No, I am not. They made him inactive last week. They told him not to come to a meeting. I guess they want him out of the locker room. They don't want the distraction anymore. Who do you think's going to go out and pick up Josh Freeman?
I don't know.
You don't think anybody?
Somebody will.
You think someone grabs him?
Sure.
Yeah.
I mean, there's going to be injuries to quarterbacks. I mean, look at the slop that Jacksonville throws out there every week.
Right.
You know, I mean, there's teams out there that need help or good, or decent backup. You know.
The 49ers signed John Skelton as their number two quarterback to compete with Colt McCoy. Maybe they throw a bone to Josh Freeman.
Maybe.
That would be interesting. Stays in the NFC.
Yeah. I'm looking at the Buccaneers roster here, Bill. Dan Orlovsky is their backup now to Glennon.
There you go.
Is that true?
Yeah, I believe so.
Oh, my gosh. Hey, so you know what? It's a race, Bill. You know what this all comes down to? It's a race between the Jags and the Buccaneers, tanking it for Teddy.
You think the Buccaneers are in that mix as well?
They just got rid of Josh Freeman. They have Mike Glennon and Dan Orlovsky as their quarterbacks, Bill. They're 0-4. What are they doing?
I guess you're right. Yeah, I didn't think they'd be in the running, but apparently 0-4 record. Mike Glennon's a starter, even though he's a rookie. They invested a third-round draft pick on him last year. You think they're still looking for their franchise quarterback?
Well, maybe Glennon comes around, but Bill, I mean, it's tongue-in-cheek what I'm saying. You know, I'm kind of kidding there. It's 4 games into a 16-game season, of course.
Right.
And I'm sure the Buccaneers think that they can dig out of this hole, but they got to play the Saints. The Falcons and the Saints are in their own division. I mean, they don't have the easiest of schedules, and the season's spiraling out of control. And I mean, look at the quarterbacks they have, Bill. Really?
count your lucky stars, Patriot fans, because look at all the other drama situations happening around the league with quarterbacks. You started off this summer, Geno Smith, Mark Sanchez. The Browns changed their quarterbacks already. The Jaguars rotate their quarterbacks every other week. Just be happy that you're a Pats fan and that you've had Tom Brady for over the last decade, because it makes the world of difference.
All right, more quarterback news. We're getting off track. Terrell Pryor, concussion, last 2 weeks ago.
Yep.
He's been said to have been symptom-free, and he's supposed to play against the Chargers in a game that kicks off like at midnight Eastern time, by the way.
Just another reason why I hate baseball. The Oakland Athletics made the playoffs. They play on the same field as the Raiders. They're playing on Saturday night for their playoff game. The Chargers and the Raiders have to wait all the way until 11:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Luckily, the game will still be broadcast on the NFL Network.
Screw the Sox. Let's talk some football.
There we go. Thanks. Is that Fred? That was Fred, I believe.
That is Fred.
Yeah.
I actually like it because then you get a doubleheader Saturday night. I mean Sunday night, rather. Sorry.
I guess.
Because I get to watch more football and not be stuck in here.
Well, you know what the thing is? There's only 2 4 o'clock games. 2 4 Easterns.
Oh, is that your bugaboo or is that Todd's? I forget who hates the lack of 4 o'clock games.
I hate it.
Weeks. All right, it's you. I forgot who it was.
I think both of us do.
It makes Scott Hansen's job a lot easier in red zone.
It certainly does.
Just flick between two games. Anybody can do that.
But why is that? Now he has to film more. When those games are in commercial, he's going to be on camera doing something, card tricks.
They just show highlights.
Yeah.
All right, moving on to the quarterbacks. Jake Locker of the Tennessee Titans had an MRI. The results revealed no major damage, so that's good news for Locker. He's finally starting to string some good games together. He'll be out for at least 6 weeks. Running back news, I mentioned it earlier. C.J. Spiller and Fred Jackson of the Buffalo Bills are both playing on Thursday night. Looks like C.J. Spiller's going to be a game-time decision. If I was the coach, I'd leave him inactive, give him some days, give him some extra days to get healthy. Stephen Ridley of the New England Patriots did not practice today with that thigh injury. Guys, what do we make of Ridley not in practice?
I'm surprised.
Surprised because you think the injury is more serious or didn't think the injury was serious?
Now I'm thinking it must be more serious. The first day, I thought, okay, maybe they're giving him a little bit of extra rest. Maybe he took a hard knock. And I think the Boston Herald reported that the injury was not serious and that it was more of a rest type thing. But 2 days of practice for a guy that's really not, I'll say, earned his number one running back status and has had trouble holding onto the ball, that concerns me as a Ridley fantasy owner for sure.
Brandon Bolden and LeGarrette Blount both become pretty good flex options Ridley doesn't play.
I picked up Blount today.
There you go. Marcell Reese of the Oakland Raiders didn't practice. Darren McFadden didn't practice. Both of those running backs a little bit banged up right now. Reese with the knee injury, McFadden with the hamstring injury. But hold your water if you picked up Rashad Jennings, because apparently Marcell Reese looks like he's going to try to give it a go against the Chargers on Sunday night. The St. Louis Rams backfield is an absolute mess. Darrell Richardson telling fans on Twitter that he is no longer the team's starting running back, at least for week 5. Look for a full-blown maybe 3 or 4 running back by committee. Darrell Richardson, Isaiah Pede, the rookie Zach Stacy, and Benny Cunningham all in action over there in St. Louis. For the Indianapolis Colts, Ahmad Bradshaw is not practicing. Looks like he's going to be out again. And now, Todd, the team is concerned that Bradshaw's neck injury will require surgery. Can you believe that? Ahmad Bradshaw is in danger of missing some games.
How about it? Well, they're lucky that they traded for Trent Richardson then, I would say.
Absolutely. Finally, at the running back spot, Green Bay Packers running back Eddie Lacy, the rookie, was out with a concussion since week 3, had a bye in week 4. He's ready to take the field here in week 5.
Yeah, we like to hear that news. There's no doubt about it. Eddie Lacy, kind of a forgotten man, Bill.
Yeah, a little bit.
You know, he had a decent opening game against the Niners, scored a touchdown against a pretty good defense.
Right.
Early in game number 2, gets injured, misses game number 3. They're on bye the week 4. So we really haven't seen him in almost a month.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
So if you've got him on your fantasy roster, put him in.
Absolutely.
Good matchup this week.
Absolutely. Let's move over to the wide receivers. Two notes worthy of mentioning. First, Patriots signed Austin Colley. Gentlemen, what do we make of this?
Austin Colley, dude, I can't believe this guy's making another run at the NFL.
Yeah, I'm surprised his career's not over. has had serious concussions.
Yes.
Was missing pretty much the entire season for the last 2 years. So I'm surprised he's trying to really revive his NFL career right now.
Yeah, the consensus around here seems to be just abundant concern of his personal health and well-being. It could be scary to watch him take a hit.
Well, exactly.
Right. That's what I was telling Bill. Bill and I were talking off the air about this one, and I cringed a couple seasons ago when he was playing. Every time he caught the ball, you know, how many times has he had just getting rocked by a hit? And the stretcher comes out, and it's just, it's scary, and I can't believe he's back. I can't believe he's back for another go at this.
But it's even you know, with the history there, forget like these bone jarring hits that we're used to seeing Welker and Call. I mean, even just like a regular tackle, I feel like everybody will be on the edge of their seat wondering, you know, what's going to happen to this guy. So, I don't know. Fred Kershaw, our fearless leader today, thought it was a true sign of, quote, desperation by the Patriots, and sort of mused that, you know, there's some things wrong, not only to Amendola and Gronk, but to Kembrell Tompkins and Dobson. We saw Dobson take that hit last week. Kembrell Tompkins is also listed on the injury report as well with a shoulder. So Fred's thinking that maybe one of those two doesn't play, and on top of Amendola and Gronk, or, you know, even if one of those two do play, they're going to need some bodies. So Fred actually picked against the Patriots this weekend, which never happened.
Wow. That's interesting.
Due to the just the lack of depth and at wide receiver, and just the lack of weapons that Brady could have at his
disposal.
Yeah, disposal, fingertips, whatever. I'm trying to multitask.
Speaking of Brady's targets and weapons, Danny Amendola was a limited participant as we're broadcasting live on Thursday. Was also a limited participant on Wednesday. So that's good news for Amendola. Maybe it looks like he's going to play this weekend.
Well, it would be about time, Bill.
Hasn't played since week one.
I'm kind of getting tired of this whole Amendola-Gronk situation. Every week we have to, you know, we have to discuss it. And I'm looking forward to these guys getting back out onto the field and hopefully staying there for the rest of the year.
Miles Austin of the Dallas Cowboys not practicing. Looks like he'll be out against the Broncos. Austin is dealing with that hamstring injury. And Todd, Miles Austin is one of those guys that, just like Darren McFadden, seems to be injured every single year, and he just can't stay healthy.
No, not a surprise. And that's a big hit for Dallas. You saw what happened last week, Bill. Dallas was trying to make a comeback. I believe they were down 10 to the Chargers, driving deep with 2.5 minutes left, throw a pass to rookie Terrence Williams, who's basically filling in for Miles Austin.
Right.
He fumbles going into the end zone. He's trying to score. He's at the one-yard line. He fumbles into the end zone, thereby killing their chances of coming back. So, you know, they're replacing Miles Austin, very capable wide receiver, with a rookie, and that's trouble.
The San Diego Chargers put wide receiver Malcolm Floyd on injured reserve. He has a neck injury. Santonio Holmes of the New York Jets is expected to miss a few weeks with a hamstring injury. No real significance here with Holmes, Todd. To me, he's one of those guys that, yeah, he may be the number one receiver for his team, but based on the quarterback play, based on the offensive game plan, Holmes was never really a guy that I had on my radar.
No. As far as the Jets receivers go, what's the old cliche? I'm going to butcher this one. The prettiest pig in the pen?
Yeah. I never heard that one before.
I don't know. I think I just made it up.
Oh, that sounds good.
Well, I knew if I said the word pig, Kevin would come through with some noises. So,
good job, Kev.
Yeah.
All right, moving over to tight end, Todd. JerMichael Finley of the Green Bay Packers has been cleared to resume practicing. That's good news, as Finley was battling symptoms from a concussion. And then here we are, Rob Gronkowski. We're not sure when he's going to resume practicing or when he's going to resume, make his NFL 2013 NFL season debut.
Mm. What do you think, Kevin? What's going on here? You gave us the...
I was really set that he was going to play last week.
So I thought he was going to play as well, Kevin. That was my prediction in the beginning of the year. I was shocked that he didn't make the trip with the team.
Yeah, I was stunned. I really had that pegged as the season went along and things sort of were trending in a positive direction with him practicing so much. After hearing the tidbits come out in the papers about his family sort of being involved in the decision, this, that, and the other thing, he came out on Wednesday, yesterday, guys, during open locker room and actually spoke to reporters and made sort of a unified statement that his family, he himself, and the team are all on the same page. I'm going to go with him not playing this week. I just think there are too many red flags, and I think that the Saints game, some of the reporters have kind of hinted at anonymous sources, you know, he's targeting that game, so I tend to lean more in that direction.
Yeah, but they said the same thing about the Falcons game.
True. No, I'm totally, I'm at this point, it's completely you're throwing darts at
a dartboard. I am done speculating about Gronk. I will analyze Gronk once he's out on the field.
I tell you what, though, in terms of, you know, the predictions that we made before the season started, we were talking about fantasy drafts in August, mid-August. We had this huge debate. I felt like we gave almost like a half an hour to kind of advising people on where he should be drafted.
Yeah.
And those people, like in my league, for example, where there's a lot of Patriots fans, those people that stepped up and wasted a third or fourth round pick on this guy.
Terrible.
You know, you're missing 5-6 weeks in a 13-week, 14-week fantasy. I mean, there's just no value in that. So those people are getting absolutely killed.
Yeah, but Kevin, you got to remember those people handcuffed Gronk with Sudfeld, so they were fine.
Oh yeah, for sure. You know, he's done so well. He actually, if you played him, he probably got -2 last week for that fumble, right?
Yeah,
onside kick.
So it's like, you know, these poor people that, you know, and I can't say we didn't warn them. I think you guys really, you know, held firm that he should be drafted in the 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th round, and nothing before that, or else you're taking a real flyer on the guy. So, you know, the people that did not listen to you guys are paying the price right now.
Unless they picked up one of our sleepers of the year, Jordan Cameron, late in the draft. Because if you drafted Gronk, I think, Kevin, you're right. If you drafted Gronk in the third or fourth round, that's just a wasted pick at this point.
Well, hey, Bill, you know, he was one of those guys, I believe we said that we like Gronk, we think he'll be back in a couple of weeks or whatever, but he's just not going to be on any of our teams.
Right.
Because he will get drafted in the third or fourth round, and we're not willing to spend that type of value on him. And, you know, we said if he would drop a few rounds later, which he probably didn't in any draft, then, you know, he wouldn't be on our team. So I do have him on one of my teams, but it was, again, a guy that he dropped pretty far. I think he dropped to the end of the fifth round, something like that.
I need to correct my mistake. I said earlier that he did not practice, but he was a limited participant in practice today. He was a limited participant in practice last week, and he still didn't play, so I don't think that changes his outlook for week 5. Todd, we're going to take a break. Coming up, CBS sports announcer and Hall of Fame lineman Dan Dierdorf joins us. He's calling the Pats game on CBS this weekend, so we'll get his insights for the New England's matchup against the Cincinnati Bengals. That's all coming up next right here on Football Nation.
Football Nation, the pulse of NFL fans everywhere.
The word offseason doesn't exist in the NFL. Maybe for hot dog vendors and groundskeepers, but not for teams or players or fans. When the goal every year is winning it all, the road begins to be paved in February, because there are holes that need to be filled, weights that need to be lifted, and next levels that need to be reached. Keep up with your favorite team with coverage of NFL Network 24/7 on NFL Mobile. Always having your passions with you? That's powerful. Call Star NFL to download NFL Mobile from Verizon. Airtime and messaging rates may apply. Coverage not available everywhere. Available on select smartphones. Don't call or text while driving.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The New England Patriots are back in action, and Ace Ticket, the Patriots' official fan travel partner, is behind the team, from Foxborough all the way to Miami. Ace Ticket is your official home for all Boston sports tickets, with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square or across the street from the Boston Garden, or game day pickup at Patriot Place. Ace Ticket is Boston's own ticket agency. We've been serving our customers for over 30 years. Ace always has the best seats at the lowest prices. Whether it's sports, concert, or theater tickets, Ace makes it easy to get the tickets you want and the service you deserve. So treat yourself or impress someone. Go to aceticket.com or call 1-800-MY-SEATS and get the lowest price on the best tickets for all Boston sports teams. And with our free loyalty program, you get 5% back on all orders. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. Ace Ticket. Sit your ace down.
1-800-MY-SEATS. 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 1-800-MY-SEATS.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live. Shop retailers and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Story Time every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
Before Jenny met her new nephew, Wyatt, before she drove to New York, and before she picked up a Boston Red Sox onesie down the street from her Alston studio, Jenny got 1% back on tires, 2% back on snacks, and 3% back on gas using her Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. So Jenny got ready to do what she loved with cash rewards she liked. That's the power of the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. That's Bank of America. Life's better when we're connected. With the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, you can earn 1% cash back on all purchases all the time, 2% cash back on groceries, and 3% cash back on gas. Apply today at bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Grocery and gas bonus rewards apply to 1,500 in combined purchases each quarter. Call 1-888-224-8735 for details about credit costs and terms. Copyright 2013 Bank of America Corporation.
Headlines, stats, fantasy previews, and more right here on Football Nation.
Welcome back to Football Nation on Patriots.com Radio. Pats versus Bengals on Sunday. And we are pleased to be joined by Pro Football Hall of Famer and CBS broadcaster Dan Dierdorf, who is calling the game on Sunday. Mr. Dierdorf, you are on with Bill and Todd. Thanks so much for joining us. How's your season thus far?
Oh, I'm having a good time. It's just, every year you look forward to getting the season started, and every year it just seems to go by quicker and quicker. I can't believe we're already a quarter way into it.
Yeah, we are at the quarter mark, Dan. And I tell you what, given everything that's gone on up in Foxborough this spring and this summer with Aaron Hernandez, Gronk's injury, bringing in Tim Tebow for a look, did you expect the Patriots to get out of the gates 4-0 like this?
Well, you know, the loss of Aaron Hernandez leaves a big mark. But then, then it's Wes Welker, and then it's the Gronkowski injury, and it seemed to be a tidal wave. And no, I don't think anybody could have seen the way that this team was going to come together. And that's exactly what I think we're looking at. Football is the ultimate team sport, and I think the Patriots are offering us an illustration that, you know, if you're all hitched to the same wagon, you can actually achieve more than the sum of your parts. It really is. For an old team guy like me, I just think this is a wonderful illustration of how the game of football is supposed to be played.
You know, Dan, the Patriots have kind of seemed to relearn the way to win ugly in a couple of these games. You know, it seemed like they kind of lost that in recent years, where they had that sexy passing game and they were putting up a lot of points. But, you know, you look at Buffalo, the opening game, I think you called that game 23-21.
Right.
They win ugly. In the rain at home on Thursday night against the Jets, 13-10. Another win, and they win ugly. I think that bodes very well for the team moving forward.
Yeah, but you know what's really pretty? When you look at that stat sheet, and I just see a W with another W with another W
yep.
with another W, and all of a sudden I'm looking for the column that says style point, and I can't find it. I agree with you. It's not the glamorous Tom just hoisting it up to Randy Moss or Wes Welker, and the big decision, big discussion is whether are they going to score 40 or 50 this week. That's not this football team, and I think that's kind of admirable. And I'll just tell you something. Maybe I'm a little biased because I'm a Michigan guy too, but I just I so much admire Tom Brady's competitive spirit, his willingness to let everyone know how much it matters to him, and the way that he actually just throws people on his back and carries them along. And he's doing that with this receiving corps.
That's a great point, and we said earlier in the show how lucky Patriot fans are to have a quarterback like Brady, because when you look around the league, you see a team like the Jaguars, who are struggling at quarterback for the last 5 years, the Cleveland Browns with Brian Hoyer now under center. You look at the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, who just released Josh Freeman. The Pat fans are really so fortunate.
Well, they're so fortunate. First of all, they're sitting at the 50-yard line of history watching Tom play. This is a special time in the National Football League when we're getting to watch Tom Brady play, when we're getting to watch Peyton Manning play, we're getting to watch Drew Brees and Aaron Rodgers. There's a real golden age of quarterbacking going on right now, with Brady and Manning at their age, you know, both, you know, in mid to late 30s, two guys that are, you know, they're just redefining how you play the position.
You're listening to Football Nation on Patriots.com Radio. Special guest Dan Dierdorf joining us. Mr. Dierdorf, you're calling the game on Sunday. Let's take a look at the Bengals now, the Patriots' opponents. This team, up and down. They lost to the Browns last weekend, but they beat the Packers the week before. What do you make of Cincinnati?
Yeah, not where everybody thought they'd be. They were kind of the sexy pick going into this season, that they've got, you know, that they were a Super Bowl contender. From a talent standpoint, I think they still are. But they're not playing like it, especially offensively. Defensively, they're playing pretty good. But defensively, I mean, offensively, they've just been all over the place. And it's really kind of surprising that their passing game is what's not in sync. Andy Dalton and A.J. Green, who is as exciting a receiving talent as there is in the NFL, you know, even though they got 26, you know, Green's got 26 receptions and three touchdowns, right? They're just not in sync. They're missing on too many big plays that they could be converting. And the Bengals are having trouble getting the ball downfield to A.J. Green. And you know that that's where Aqib Talib is going to be, and it's probably going to be tough for him to do it this week as well.
Dan, take us back in time to when you played. You were an offensive lineman, a very versatile one at that. When you
Don't
guys would game
sound
plan,
like we're going back to the Stone Age. This was not when dinosaurs roamed the earth. So let's get that straight right now.
That is true. But when you would game plan for an all-pro defensive tackle or a defensive lineman, and then that lineman is taken away. Now, I'm referring to Vincent Wilfork now, okay?
Right.
Teams that the Bengals now are the first team that has to game plan for no Wilfork. You know, what kind of – how big of a difference is that going to make for the offensive lines of the Patriots' upcoming opponents?
Well, it's probably going to change – a few of their run-blocking schemes. I don't think it'll change – it won't change anything from a pass protection standpoint. But Vince required double teams if you were going to move him out of there. Now, you know, I think that this is where the Patriots, in their addition to Tommy Kelly, I think that was a key signing for them. That's really going to start paying off now, because this is where Tom Kelly is going to have to earn his money. And, you know, he gives you a lot of experience in the middle. He can still be disruptive. You know, the loss of Vince is one of those that, you know, it starts with the game planning and what happens in the 60 minutes on a Sunday afternoon. But the loss of Vince Wilfork is felt on, you know, Wednesday and Thursday and Friday as well. His leadership, his work ethic, his kind of being that rock that's always there, I think that he's really going to be missed in the locker room during the week.
Absolutely. Let's move beyond the Patriots and the Bengals here for a second. You played guard, tackle, and center during your 13 NFL career. When we look at a team like the Broncos, who lost Ryan Clady and Dan Copen earlier in the season, yet that offensive unit hasn't missed a beat, how important do you think versatility at the offensive lineman position means for today's NFL players?
Well, you always like to have, well, first of all, you know, normally your starting tackles are just that. They're tackles. The inside three, the guards and the centers, a lot of times can be interchangeable. But, you know, you take a look at Nate Solder. You have a hard time imagining him in there being effective at guard. The same thing with Vollmer. Just given their sheer height, that would be hard to do. But, yeah, you need versatility. And, you know, let's not be realistic. I mean, let's be realistic. The Broncos are probably one more injury away from having some real problems on that offensive line.
Yeah.
That, you know, they had a pretty good backup set to go when they lost Clady. But they go down one more guy, and it's going to start to get scary. Now, keep in mind that Peyton Manning has one of the quickest releases in football. No one has ever accused him of sitting in the pocket holding on to the ball. So that's a help.
You were inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame in 1996. Not every day our audience gets to hear from a Hall of Famer. I heard a story this summer that during induction weekend, all the Hall of Famers, all the members go out for a dinner, but they don't let the newest or soon-to-be inductees talk at all during this dinner. Is this true, and how do you guys manage to keep guys like Warren Sapp and Bill Parcells quiet for the entire dinner?
Yeah, it's actually a luncheon.
Oh, okay.
It's Friday afternoon. It's Friday afternoon, and everything else you've heard is true. The new class is they are there to listen as the older guys get up and talk about what it means to be in the Pro Football Hall of Fame, the responsibilities that go hand in hand with that. And, you know, it's kind of a combination, congratulations on what you're about to go through. There's also a lot of fun involved, taking bets, who's going to be the first one to cry at their, at their induction speech. It's a good natured day, but you're right. The new guys are not allowed to speak. And Warren Sapp might think he can talk over anybody. That's a pretty alpha dog room. He's not going to talk unless he's told to talk.
I bet. Thank you so much for joining us. Have a great game on Sunday with the Patriots and the Bengals.
All right. Thanks a lot. Enjoy it.
Take care.
I like it there, Bill. They restore the order during the NFL Hall of Fame induction ceremonies. It's a seniority thing, man.
And Todd,
even guys like Warren Sapp kind of have to, you know, they're low man on the totem pole.
You know, I love getting secret kind of inside stories like that because I think, you know, most people don't know what happens in those kind of luncheons. Because think about it, it's a very, very selective group, a very exclusive group of people in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. But Todd, I don't want to overlook what he said about the Denver Broncos offensive line. He said one more injury, and that team could be in pretty murky territory.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's the one thing that we all overlook, Bill, you know, especially the two of us who, you know, spend some time focusing on fantasy football. We overlook the offensive and defensive lines. And, you know, they're one or two players away from having some real issues there, like you mentioned. They're two men down already, you know. The Philadelphia Eagles are a great example last year, Bill. Now, I'm not comparing them to Denver's offense at all. But they lost Jason Peters to an Achilles injury last
yep.
year. And what happened? The whole offense fell apart. LeSean
yeah.
McCoy couldn't get – there was nowhere to run. The quarterbacks were getting sacked all over the place. And, you know, people kind of forgot about it because he was injured in the preseason. You can't overlook offensive line injuries.
That was the great Dan Dierdorf joining us for that interview. He'll be broadcasting the game for CBS, Bengals, and Patriots this Sunday for Week 5. Todd, we have some breaking news regarding the New England Patriots. Two items to note here. One, it is official. Defensive tackle Vince Wilfork is now on injured reserve. That ends his 2013 season. Some bad news there for Wilfork. And also, the Pats cut. They released tight end Zach Sudfeld.
I thought he was the mini Gronk.
That's what I think. Baby
next,
Gronk.
What are they calling him, mini Gronk?
Baby Gronk.
Baby Gronk. Yeah. Well, what does that mean? if they cut Sudfeld, who else is playing tight end? Could it be big number 87?
I mean, that's kind of what it seems like. They would cut Sudfeld and maybe hope that Gronk is you know, that's when he's going to make his return this weekend. Otherwise, who man's going to be playing, and who else they got, Kev? Oh, Matthew Mulligan, right.
It's like, why, if you really need the roster spot, why wouldn't you just cut Mulligan? You've already cut him once this year and brought him back.
He had the big touchdown the other day. Maybe they had a little bit more faith in him.
It really shows you how far Sudfeld is. It's really disappointing, guys, after the preseason that he put forward.
Michael Hooman Anawananui. Did I say that right?
Just call him Hooman.
Hooman.
That's what
Coach
Belichick refers to him.
That's what I do. I do like to call him Hooman, but sometimes I like to say his full name, too, because it's fun to say.
Give him credit, yeah.
Yeah.
So now they're back down to two tight ends.
Hooman Anawananui.
So Nate Solder would be your third tight end.
Wow, the offensive tackle.
Yes.
Lining up offensive tackle eligible.
He's done that a couple times.
Very interesting. I was high on Zach Sudfeld this summer based on what he did in the preseason, and I'll be the first one to admit when I'm wrong. I was really wrong about Zach Sudfeld. I think because I figured that Gronk wouldn't be playing through September, I thought Sudfeld would really make an impact considering that the Patriots were without Aaron Hernandez. They were going to be without Rob Gronkowski. And with the rookie receivers, I thought Sudfeld would make an impact. We know the Patriots in years past liked utilizing their tight end. So I was very surprised by the way Sudfeld played in the preseason, even more surprised by the way he did not play in the regular season.
Yeah, it's a quick rise and fall for a young guy, and I feel kind of bad for him, you know? I mean, a lot has changed in about a five-week time, so... But I think reading between the lines, though, Kevin brought it up. I think that does this mean that they're clearing the path for Gronk this week? So we have to keep a close eye on that.
Yeah, I guess we'll have to wait and see until Sunday. The Patriots, luckily, they play at 1 o'clock, right? 1 o'clock Eastern?
Yes, that is correct.
Yep.
Right, so we'll know early on if you're setting your fantasy football rosters. We'll know early on if Gronk's going to be in action. Do we want to make a prediction whether or not he's going to be playing this weekend? Todd, I know you said you don't want to speculate anymore.
I did a complete 180. I said he wasn't. Now I think he is.
Well, yeah, right, because this news kind of changes everything.
For me, it does.
Todd, you're still sticking with that you don't want to speculate? No comment from you?
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Kevin, you're going to say he's playing?
Yeah, I did a complete 180.
All right, I'm going to say he's playing too.
The last thing I'll say about Gronk until he actually plays on this radio network is that one of us predicted he'd be back in
week six.
The one good thing Bill and I have going for us is one of these weeks he's bound to play. So if we keep predicting he's going to play, one of these weeks we'll look like geniuses.
Exactly. 855-728-7500 is the phone number. 855-PATS-500. You can also email us your questions, or if you want to talk about the Patriots and Bengals matchup, web radio at patriots.com. Todd, we do have some fantasy questions here for us. First one is from Keegan in Texas. It says, hey, guys, got a couple fantasy questions for you. Right now, 2-2 this week up against a team with Peyton Manning. Projected to be real close, 12-team standard scoring league. His question, with Alfred Morris on a bye, which of the following is the best option for RB2? Rashad Jennings, Brandon Bolden, Isaiah Pede, or Darryl Richardson? Wow, talk about slim pickings.
Wow. That is awful.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
I mean, the St. Louis Rams have one of the messiest running back situations in the league.
I'm taking them both out.
Yeah. Bolden. I may go Bolden. Here's the deal. Reese, we got to keep an eye on Marcel Reese for the Raiders, right? Initially, his injury looked like he was going to be out for a couple of weeks,
right?
If not longer. And that's kind of taken a turn for the better, potentially, for him, where it sounds like as of this moment, he might actually play.
Yeah.
That screws up Jennings, because otherwise, if Reese was out, then my answer to this would be Jennings.
Okay.
So now I don't know what to tell you. I might go Bolden. If Reese is in, I might go Bolden.
Well, here's the problem, Todd. Raiders are playing 11:30 at night on Sunday. Patriots are playing at 1 o'clock. We're not gonna know if Reese is gonna be active for that game. If Stephen Ridley's out, Brandon Bolden suddenly becomes a pretty nice option for this week.
Yeah, right now, based on the information we know, I'm gonna go Bolden.
Yeah, okay.
Could change, but right now it's Bolden.
All right. Yeah, I'd have to go with Bolden as well. only because Rashad Jennings, I think his upside is very limited at this point. Our boy Keegan needs a wide receiver two and a flex from this group. He's got James Jones from the Packers, Roddy White, Kembrell Tompkins, Julian Edelman, and Brian Hartline. Wide receiver two and a flex.
Non-PPR, I'm going James Jones.
Okay, I like that option.
Oof, I mean, the question is how much do you believe in Roddy against the Jets?
You know, I believe in Roddy White this week. I think he showed enough versus the Pats in week four that he was healthy, more involved in the game plan. His targets went up. They looked at him in the red zone on the last play of the game. I think Roddy White is nearing full strength at this point. Remember, he was injured. That high ankle sprain happened in mid-August.
Yep.
You think it's 4 to 6 week timetable to recover. Now, he hasn't been practicing, but he has been playing mostly as a decoy. Right around this time is that 6 week mark. So I think Roddy White is good to go going forward.
I did like what I saw from him. Much more part of the game plan last week in the loss to the Patriots. So
right.
I'm going to agree with you there. Not in love with it. I'd rather play wait and see. But based on his other options, I mean, you got Tompkins and Edelman. Potentially Gronk and Amendola are going to crash that party. So that's it. Those are both huge question marks. And then Hartline in Miami, he doesn't do much for me in a non-PPR. So
no.
Right now I'm going to go Jones and White.
All right, Jones and White for our friend Keegan in Texas. Again, 855-728-7500 is the phone number, Todd. We are getting a lot of questions on Twitter. One of them is coming from TRedpath23. Pierre Thomas, Jaquizz Rodgers, or Chris Chris Obanaya, but the way he spelt it is really funny. He just put like OBG, and then he just did like JFK, LSD, FN, you know, H. So I know he was talking about trying to make a joke here. I kind of like it. Stevie Johnson or Kendall Wright, PPR flat, PPR league. What do you think?
You're going to have to say those names again. Stevie J, Quiz, OB, who else?
Pierre Thomas, Kendall Wright.
Is it PPR?
Yes.
I don't have a strong opinion on this one, man.
I'm not going with Stevie Johnson. I don't like Kendall Wright. Chris Obanaya against the Bills is not a bad option, but we're a little bit scared of Thursday night football players. I'm going to tell him to go with Jaquizz Rodgers here because Pierre Thomas, I normally would say him, but he's playing against the Bears.
Yeah, I don't like either matchup. I'm with you. It was to me, it's Quiz or Thomas, but
yeah.
I'm not in love with either one. I don't like the Falcons going up against the Jets too much. The Jets try to win ugly. They try to win low scoring, and that could bog down that Falcons offense a little bit. But Sproles was such a dominant player for the Saints last week.
Right.
The Pierre Thomas took a back seat. So Quiz right now with Steven Jackson's out. He seems to be the lead dog a little bit ahead of Snelling. So I'll go with Quiz. After all that talking, I'll go with Quiz.
All right. Another question from Twitter. Team Flying Squirrel. I know Eli has done terribly, but should I start him over Stafford this week due to the fact that Eli is playing against the Eagles defense?
Here's the deal. We've gotten a lot of questions on Eli and Knicks and David Wilson, the Giants, okay? This is a good week to kind of give them a last chance,
yep.
At least for now. And the problem is he's got Stafford already, Bill, and the Packers D ain't all that. I'm playing Stafford over Eli.
I am absolutely with you there. And with that, we're going to take a quick break. But remember, 855-728-7500 is the phone number. Webradio@patriots.com is our email address. More of your fantasy football questions and lineup decisions coming up next on patriots.com radio.
Headlines, stats, fantasy previews, and more right here on Football Nation.
The word offseason doesn't exist in the NFL. Maybe for hot dog vendors and groundskeepers, but not for teams or players or fans. When the goal every year is winning it all, the road begins to be paved in February. Because there are holes that need to be filled, weights that need to be lifted, and next levels that need to be reached. Keep up with your favorite team with coverage of NFL Network 24/7 on NFL Mobile. Always having your passions with you? That's powerful. Call *NFL to download NFL Mobile from Verizon. Airtime and messaging rates may apply. Coverage not available everywhere. Available on select smartphones. Don't call or text while driving.
Win your fantasy league and your trophy too. It's FF Champs. FF Champs for you. News, advice, rankings, and expert advice too. FF Champs is for you.
FFChamps.com, ensuring you win from draft to playoffs. FFChamps.com, extraordinary results for fantasy football dominance.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The New England Patriots are back in action, and Ace Ticket, the Patriots' official fan travel partner, is behind the team, from Foxborough all the way to Miami. Ace Ticket is your official home for all Boston sports tickets, with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square or across the street from the Boston Garden, or game day pickup at Patriot Place. Ace Ticket is Boston's own ticket agency. We've been serving our customers for over 30 years. Ace always has the best seats at the lowest prices. Whether it's sports, concert, or theater tickets, Ace makes it easy to get the tickets you want and the service you deserve. So treat yourself or impress someone. Go to aceticket.com or call 1-800-MY-SEATS and get the lowest price on the best tickets for all Boston sports teams. And with our free loyalty program, you get 5% back on all orders. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. Ace Ticket. Sit your ace down.
1-800-MY-SEATS. With power comes responsibility. And NRG has taken that responsibility to new heights by evolving the way sustainable energy is discussed and used in the 21st century. With 3,000 state-of-the-art solar panels installed at Patriot Place, we've transformed the open-air retail complex next to Gillette Stadium into a visually stunning, self-sustaining destination that generates 60% of its own power. NRG is proud to be the official energy provider for Patriot Place, Gillette Stadium, and the New England Revolution.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live. Shop retailers and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on-site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Story Time every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop. Dine. Enjoy.
Before Jenny met her new nephew, Wyatt, before she drove to New York, and before she picked up a Boston Red Sox onesie down the street from her Alston studio, Jenny got 1% back on tires, 2% back on snacks, and 3% back on gas using her Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. So Jenny got ready to do what she loved with cash rewards she liked. That's the power of the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. That's Bank of America. Life's better when we're connected. With the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, you can earn 1% cash back on all purchases all the time, 2% cash back on groceries, and 3% cash back on gas. Apply today at bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Grocery and gas bonus rewards apply to 1,500 in combined purchases each quarter. Call 1-888-224-8735 for details about credit costs and terms. Copyright 2013 Bank of America Corporation.
The word off-season doesn't exist in the NFL. Maybe for hot dog vendors and groundskeepers, but not for teams or players or fans. When the goal every year is winning it all, the road begins to be paved in February. Because there are holes that need to be filled, weights that need to be lifted, and next levels that need to be reached. Keep up with your favorite team with coverage of NFL Network 24/7 on NFL Mobile. Always having your passions with you? That's powerful. Call *NFL to download NFL Mobile from Verizon. Airtime and messaging rates may apply. Coverage not available everywhere. Available on select smartphones. Don't call or text while driving.
The Patriots Pro Shop has everything you need to show your pride on game day and every day. Choose from the widest selection of hats, tees, authentic jerseys, autographed memorabilia, and much more, including our new game-worn gear collection, where you can own a piece of authentic Patriots history. The Patriots Pro Shop, located next to Gillette Stadium, is open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., or shop online 24/7 at patriotsproshop.com. The Patriots Pro Shop, your team, your store.
Todd DeVries and Bill Enright bring you the latest trends from the NFL on Football Nation.
Hey, welcome back to Football Nation on Patriots.com Radio. Week 5 of the NFL. So long, September. Hello, October, Todd. As we're heading into Sunday, what are some of the matchups that you're looking forward to?
Well, before we get to matchups, Bill, was that a little Bruno Mars?
You like Bruno? I like Bruno.
I believe he's the halftime entertainment for the Super Bowl.
Oh, is he?
Isn't he?
Kev?
Can you confirm that, Kev?
I'd have to look it up, but I didn't hear anything. I'm not in with that type of stuff.
See, I have a 9-year-old daughter.
I have to get on the Google machine.
Way into that stuff.
Bruno Mars booked for Super Bowl halftime show.
There you go. Hey. Good knowledge there, Todd. Very impressive.
Yes. That's
See, if it was somebody like Springsteen or something, I would have been more in tuned. But, you know, Bruno Mars is fine. But
so
he's
what do you
like
think,
not
Bill?
My biggest guy.
I can get down with Bruno Mars. Think he's very talented. He did a great job on Saturday Night Live a couple months ago.
I thought they were going to go Bruce, given the location.
Or Bon Jovi.
Bon Jovi.
Bruce would have been phenomenal.
I'm surprised they didn't do them. Either one of those guys.
Exactly. I was a little surprised when I heard that news.
I love me some Bruce juice, baby.
Maybe Bruce and Bon Jovi having their contracts that they can't perform in February. Outdoors in February.
Hey, they'll catch pneumonia. They're so old.
Well, I mean, some NFL players might want that same thing in their contracts.
Before we get to the matchups here, seriously, guys, gut feeling, do you think it's going to be a weather disaster or it's going to be just fine?
You know, I live 6 miles away from MetLife Stadium. I was away last year in New Orleans, so I don't remember what the weather was like that week. But when I came back, it was like 45, 50 degrees. We didn't get any snow last year. But I will say this, we haven't had any hurricanes this year. And whenever we don't have any hurricanes in the fall, we usually have some bad blizzards and some bad nor'eastern storms during the winter. I don't know if that's too farmer's almanac-y, as I'm making up a word there. But I don't know. That might be something to look out for. Now, again, Hurricane Sandy came on Halloween last year, so we're still going through about a month of hurricane season. But if there's no hurricanes in the Northeast this year, you may want to watch out for some blizzards in January and February.
But your gut is it's going to be just fine.
My gut is it's going to be fine.
Okay. Kevin?
I'm going to go with bad weather.
I think it's going to be awesome if it's bad weather.
I think it's going to be crummy weather. I think it's going to be cold, and it may not snow during the game, but there'll be snow on the ground.
Are you rooting for bad weather? Because I am.
Yeah,
especially
if the Patriots play. I hope it's a blizzard.
I mean, the Pats are very used to playing in the outdoors, playing in bad conditions.
Here's the thing. It's going to be the Seahawks coming out of the NFC because my predictions are always correct.
Okay.
The Seahawks are well-equipped for that slop as well. Well-equipped. If you're a Patriots fan, you do not want the Seahawks coming out for a number of reasons, but if you're hoping to get a weather advantage, you won't get it with Seattle.
Well, what about if it's the Broncos in Seattle?
What do you mean?
Well, I would pick.
Peyton Manning's not very good in the.
Peyton doesn't have snowshoes.
Right.
Yeah, I agree.
One of the reasons I picked against the Broncos in that Ravens game last year was just for that fact alone.
That's why I picked the Patriots to represent and win the Super Bowl, by the way, was I just think in the playoffs, Peyton, there's something with Peyton, dude.
Yeah, and especially in cold. Peyton, the playoffs and outside in cold weather, exactly. That's why. I remember it like it was yesterday. I made that great piece after the Ravens won about all. I gave all the reasons why I thought the Broncos would lose, and pretty much every one of them came true. It was phenomenal.
That was the only time you've ever done anything. Ever done anything for this show in post production.
That is true.
And it just happened to be your prediction that you wanted to gloat about.
And it was glorious.
Sure it was.
I replay it at times at night when I'm kind of drifting off to sleep.
Yeah. Helps you feel better about your life?
Throw that on the old MP3 player.
There you go. I like that.
All right. So it's week 5, Bill. Getting back on track because I took us in a different direction there.
That's all right. I like it.
Week 5. Are we talking about these matchups from a fantasy perspective or just straight-up perspective?
You know, the great thing about this show is we have the pleasure and the luxury of doing both.
Okay. Well, we're going to save the Patriots for last, right?
Yeah.
Okay. How about let's start it off with a pretty interesting game, which I think could be entertaining on all levels, and that is your 3-1 Detroit Lions taking on the Packers, Bill.
Now, if you remember from the beginning of the season, I said the Lions, not the Packers, would win the NFC North. Does anyone remember that? You know, you guys.
I remember.
You ridicule me for making these crazy predictions. Some of them come right. Some of them are ridiculous, and I deserve, you know, a slap in the face. Like my Panthers Super Bowl prediction last year. Possibly my Falcons prediction this year. I'm still not giving up on Atlanta. But I like the Detroit Lions. I think their offense firing on all cylinders right now. What scares me a little bit about this game is the Packers, they're coming off a bye, Todd. And when typically when you're taking on a divisional opponent and you're coming off a bye, that's two really great factors working for the Packers right now.
It's in Lambeau. Packers win this game. Let's do it like this, Bill. We'll talk about the game.
Okay.
We'll give a quick fantasy players to look for, and then we'll give a prediction. And in this game, I think you stick Eddie Lacy in your lineups if you're in fantasy.
Sure.
I think Aaron Rodgers has a big rebound week. I think Randall Cobb has a monster game. Jordy Nelson's going to be just fine. James Jones might even score a touchdown. I think the Packers score 35-plus in this game.
Wow.
Lions score in the 20s, but the Green Bay Packers start to restore order in their division, and they take this one in Lambeau.
You know, you're starting everyone in this game. If you have anyone from the Lions, anyone from the Packers, make sure they're on in your starting lineups, maybe outside of James Starks or Jonathan Franklin. But other than that, I'm going with everybody. I agree the Packers are going to win, and I think there's going to be a lot of points on the board. Let's get a 40. Let's get something in the 40s here. 41 to 31.
I like it. I like it. I'm looking forward to that game. It's going to be a fantasy feast.
I like that one, sure.
Next one. It's a very intriguing AFC versus NFC game. How about the Seahawks and the Colts, Bill, in the Dome in Indy?
You know, this game's great for a lot of reasons, Todd. One, you have a team in the Seattle Seahawks that's 4-0 right now, but people think they can't play well on the road. And that was true for about 3 quarters and 10 minutes against the Houston Texans. But you know what? They finished strong, and in that final four minutes, they ended up winning the game despite being on the road. Indianapolis is a team that we kind of thought was solid in terms of their playoff hopes, but we didn't expect them to beat the 49ers. We didn't expect them to be kind of going into games and just dominating on the defensive side of the ball as much as they are on offense, and that's what's happening right now with Indy. So, yeah, you're right. Good matchup here. NFC and AFC, this could be one of those final previews of, you know, the last two teams or the last four teams in both conferences.
Man, the Colts, they've had some interesting games. I mean, they lost to Miami, right?
Right.
They beat the Niners. Now they have Seattle. Then they got to travel to San Diego. Then they get Denver at home. That's quite a gauntlet. The first, you know, seven games, that's four pretty tough matchups, in my opinion.
And to be 3-1 at this point says a lot about their squad.
Well, their last 2 weeks, I mean, they dominated Jacksonville. We all thought that was going to happen. 37-3, but the week before, 27-7 at San Fran. So another test for the Colts, the young Indianapolis Colts. Interested to see how they do in that one. Fantasy-wise, Bill, Marshawn Lynch is a must-start, of course. Trent
Always.
Richardson, you got to plug him in there, although you got to temper your expectations a little bit going up against that Seattle defense. Andrew Luck is the question, Bill. We're getting a lot of tweets at ffchamps.com and a lot of emails asking whether or not you bench Andrew Luck this week. What do you think?
You know, this one's interesting, and it really depends on who your backup is. Because if you have a quality backup,
Eli Manning.
Yeah, I'm playing Eli. If you have a backup like Eli Manning, maybe you picked up Phillip Rivers, I'm going with Rivers. I'm going with Eli. I'm not that concerned about the matchup for Luck, but if you have a better backup, then go with him.
Romo. I'm just throwing names out there.
Right now I have Romo and Luck neck and neck on the FFCPI. That's our rankings at ffchamps.com. I might go with Romo there only because I'm expecting a lot of points for Dallas and Denver.
Well, they're going to have to be playing catch up, right? Dallas, probably.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they're going to have to put up yards just by default if they want to try to keep pace with Denver. So it's interesting. I mean, Luck is nearly a weekly starter every week. This is one of those weeks. They're basically, here's the deal, Bill. Here's the way I look at this. When every week starts in the NFL, if you're looking at it fantasy-wise, who's Seattle playing? Who are the Jacksonville Jaguars playing? Both ends of the totem pole.
Exactly.
Right? And you got to try to plug in as many guys as you can against the Jags. And you got to start maybe seeing if you have a plan B most of the time when you have players going up against Seattle. Who do you like to win this game?
I think the Indianapolis Colts win and the Seattle Seahawks suffer their first loss of the season. 24-21. It's going to be close.
Huh. I'm going to go with Seattle.
All right, going with Seattle. As we're doing our matchups, don't forget you can call in at 855-728-7500, 855-PATS-500. You can also send us your emails, webradio@patriots.com. Todd, what's the next game on the schedule?
Another intriguing game. How about the Saints and Bears, Bill?
You know, we saw the Saints on Monday Night Football really take it to the Dolphins, who were 3-0 at the time, beat the aforementioned Indianapolis Colts, who both of us like. So I think the Saints are one of those teams, like the Seahawks, that when they're playing at home, they're just really unstoppable. Now that they're going on the road, Soldier Field, Chicago, hostile territory, look for the Bears to make some noise in this one. Very disappointing loss against the Detroit Lions. I think the Bears' defense comes to play in this one.
You think they knock off the undefeated Saints?
I do. I'm calling an upset here. Oh, I don't know if it's an upset because I haven't looked at the line, but anytime an undefeated team is taking on a team that has a few losses, to me, that's an upset.
I agree with you. You know, they're coming off a short week, the Saints, and the Bears stewing after that strange loss to Detroit last week, Bill. Strange loss. I mean, 40-32. I did not see that coming. Not the way it went down, anyway.
No.
So I'm with you. I think the Bears get back on track. I think the Saints suffer their first loss of the season. Fantasy-wise, Bill, you concerned about any Saints going up against that Bears secondary?
You know, to me, the Saints receivers aren't what you need to worry about. I mean, Marquise Colson, if you have him, you're playing him. Jimmy Graham, if you have him, you're playing him. But you're not taking flyers on people like Kenny Stills or Lance Moore, if he's even active this week, because those are the kind of players that you don't expect much when they're playing against good defenses. But you do throw them into your lineup when they're playing bad defenses. But that's just not the case this week.
Flip it around. How about the Bears? Any Bears that you're worried about going up against the Saints? And by the way, Bill, look at, again, this isn't fantasy, but total points against Saints, okay?
Yeah.
They give up 17 to the Falcons, 14 to the Bucks, 7 to the Cards, and 17 to the Dolphins.
Yeah,
that's
Saints,
pretty good D.
The Saints defense is playing well this year under new defensive coordinator Rob Ryan. So what you're expecting with the Saints is a lot of opportunities to get sacks, a lot of opportunities to make some turnovers, and we know Jay Cutler likes to turn the ball over.
So Matt Forte, good play this week?
Oh, I'm still playing Forte,
Marshall.
Still playing Brandon Marshall, absolutely. You know one of our commitments at FFChamps.com, you always start your studs.
All right, moving on to an interesting game in the NFC East, Bill, where defense is optional. You got the Eagles going in to New York to play the Giants, or going to New Jersey to play the Giants.
Yeah.
A lot of fireworks in this one, or what?
Absolutely, Todd. I mean, you think about Mike Vick's track record against the New York Giants and just the fact that neither of these teams have been able to put it together on defense yet. Eli Manning, Mike Vick, I'm expecting fireworks. I'm starting anyone from the Eagles, anyone from the Giants. I know that may be a tough pill to swallow looking at the Giants the last 2 weeks, only scoring 7 points in two games. But I'm telling you, this is a game that you want to use the New York Giants.
And the Eagles, too, Bill. I mean, you know, the first 2 weeks, they looked pretty good offensively, right? They scored 33 and 30 points. And then they just went missing the last 2 weeks. They're still relatively healthy, the Eagles. Vic is still healthy. DeSean Jackson healthy. McCoy healthy, as far as we all know.
Right.
I think they have a bounce-back offensive week. Their defense won't bounce back. It's not capable of bouncing back. But I think the offense bounces back, and I think that the offense has a nice game against the Giants. The question is, how, you know, if you're interested in the outcome of the game, I mean, who do you think is going to win this?
This one's tough for me, Todd. I don't know if the Giants have enough of what it takes to win a football game at this point. I really don't. They might go 0-5.
I'm going to call for the Eagles to win this game and go 2-3 with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers next for them. A great chance to go 3-3.
All right, well, I'm going to just go the opposite of you and say that the Giants win close, maybe a last-second field goal or maybe a long touchdown to Victor Cruz to seal the deal. I'm going to go with the Giants 34, Eagles 31.
Interesting. 28-27.
Okay, very close. Wow, 1 point.
One
comes
point.
Down to an extra point.
Next up, Bill, There should be some points in this game as well. How about the Denver Broncos traveling to Dallas?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, all these games at 1 o'clock?
Yeah. No, this game, luckily, Todd, this game is at 4 o'clock.
Thank goodness. Jeez.
Because you know what the other 4 o'clock game is this week? Carolina and the Cardinals. Who wants to watch the Panthers play Arizona? Not me. So at least we have some kind of good action to watch 4 o'clock Eastern. Actually, the Denver Broncos and the Dallas Cowboys will kick off at 4:25.
All right. So I think we don't need to really analyze this from a fantasy perspective. You're putting all your guys in.
100%. Everyone.
Oh, they're all kicker, in.
Kickers, defenses, everybody.
Defenses.
Dallas. Yeah, I like it. Hey, dude, Trenton Holiday, back-to-back weeks with returns for touch.
I'm not starting a Dallas defense.
No, I'm probably not starting a Dallas defense.
Peyton Manning throws an interception, and he never gets sacked or anything.
No, all right, so Dallas defense, no, but
yeah, that's Denver, the only thing, though.
Denver defense.
No, totally. Romo, who knows which Romo's going to show up. You got Trenton Holiday scoring kickoff return touchdowns every other time he touches the ball.
Right, yeah.
Here's how this game is going to play out, Bill. I'm going to give you a halftime score.
Ooh, I like that.
The halftime score here is going to be Dallas 24, Broncos 14.
Dallas 24. So the Broncos are going to be down 10 going into the third quarter.
Yes. And all of America, the few people that weren't tuned in already, will be huddling around their television sets to see if America's team can pull it out against America's darling quarterback, Peyton Manning.
I would love to look at the second half line, if that's the case, for that game.
And the Broncos will come storming back, and they will win the game.
So we think that it's going to be, or you think it's going to be, a shocking upset at halftime, but third and the fourth quarter, the real Tony Romo comes out,
yes,
and Peyton Manning just takes over.
Exactly.
Okay, just checking.
The Cowboys will decide, like they usually do when they get ahead, we don't need to run the ball. We're just going to keep throwing it, baby. You know, Jerry Jones will make the call down to the field, or he'll be on the field for the second half, you know, because he needs to get involved. You know how that works with old Jera.
Right.
And it'll all go to hell, and Peyton Manning in the offense for the Broncos will be too much for the Cowboys to handle, and they will blow it. Thank goodness, because it'll save us a whole week of having to talk about how the Dallas Cowboys are back.
They
clearly aren't.
No, clearly not. I think the Broncos put up 40 points. Oh, please, no.
I'm going to say it's going to be 38-31.
I'm going to go 46-24.
Wow.
Can you score 46 points? I don't even know how it's possible.
I'll tell you what, Bill.
45-21.
If our predictions are right, there's going to be a lot of fantasy points to be had this week.
Todd, this week we're having some good matchups fantasy-wise.
Yes.
Expect a lot of points. Scott Hansen on the Red Zone channel is going to be very winded after this week.
It was pretty funny, guys, watching a little bit of the media day yesterday for the Cowboys and some of their secondary players, like Orlando Scandrick stands out, just deer in the headlights looking forward, just basically saying, well, you know, we're approaching this as just another game, but it just so happens we're playing
the best quarterback in the league.
One of the best offenses of all time and probably the top quarterback in NFL history. And he just started going, and I'm like, you're beat before you even take the field, brother. Yeah, that's the way that they sounded coming out of that locker room yesterday. It was pretty funny to listen to.
I mean, seriously, I know that we're on Patriots.com radio, but we talked about how sexy the Patriots were for years, and you know they didn't win any titles during those years. But, man, their offense was just so much fun to watch, especially during the Randy Moss, that huge year. That's how the Broncos are right now.
Yeah, Denver's like watching like somebody play Madden.
It's fun to watch, and I think that this is the week they get that scare, you know? Maybe they actually turn the ball over once. Maybe Peyton actually, you know, tip pass interception or something in the first half, something goofy, put them under a little pressure at halftime, you know? Oh, the Cowboys.
You know, it'll be interesting. I want to see. I don't know if the Cowboys are the team to do it. Certainly Dallas has a ton of talent on offense with, you know, Witten and Dez Bryant and Romo and even DeMarco running the ball pretty well. I don't know if they're the team to do it, but it would be interesting to see a team that can really put up points like the Saints or, you know, one of these other teams go head-to-head, because I'm not all in on Denver's defense.
Nope.
And if you can kind of give them a competitive game and find some horses to run with them a little bit and get them in a tight game in the fourth quarter, I'm not doubting Peyton Manning or anything. It's just we haven't seen that yet through a month, you know?
Well, here's the problem. If you look at Denver's schedule, I don't know that that team exists, maybe outside of
Dallas. No, I agree with you.
Here's what they get Jacksonville next week, and there are whispers that that line might be 28.
Yeah.
NFL record. So
I mean,
Dallas
might be one of the closest teams, you know, in terms of talent-wise on the offensive side of the ball.
The issue is that it's going to be pristine conditions, you know?
Yeah.
In that dome in
whatever
Dallas,
the hell that thing is.
Peyton Manning
big
loves.
Hole in the roof.
I think if you had an offensive team, you know, kind of like the old Patriots, that could do it outside in the a little bit of condition, and then I think you'd have a good recipe to beat these guys. They have the Colts in a couple weeks in Indianapolis, Peyton's homecoming.
Yeah,
but that's another dome.
He's going to be all sorts of jacked up for that game. It'll be really emotional taking the field before that one.
Yeah, you know, we'll see.
No, I just want to see, guys, I just want to see that. I'd like to see that Denver defense kind of perform a little bit more under pressure, let's say, without, you know, 40, 50 points behind them and winning by two or three touchdowns in the second half of every game. I'd like to see them a little more battle-tested to see if they're for real.
But you know what? That's what their strength is. They get after the quarterback.
Oh,
they
for sure.
They can force turnovers
yeah.
when they are up by a big lead.
I'm completely with you, Bill. They're built perfectly. They're built around getting a touchdown, 10-point lead, and then pinning their ears back and getting after the quarterback.
Right.
And as long as that recipe, as long as the offense holds up their end of the bargain, they're going to be fine. But, you know, there's always games, Bill, and sorry to cut you off, where everything doesn't go as planned, and sometimes you have to win 27-24 or 24-20, something like that. And I'd be curious to see if Denver can win one of those games. That's all I'm saying.
Can we make a little prediction? We did this last year with the Patriots.
Sure.
Let's do it for Denver. Let's play the schedule game quickly.
Okay.
And predict their first loss.
Yeah, okay.
Denver's first loss.
I like that.
At Dallas.
No.
I'm going to say win for Denver.
Jacksonville, win.
Win.
At Indianapolis.
I'm going to say they win that game.
Bill?
Yeah.
I agree.
Peyton returns to Indy. Sunday night football. I'm marking that one down on my schedule.
Yes. Yes. Win. Now they're 7-0. Home, Redskins.
Win.
All right, 8-0, bye week in week 9. Week 10 at San Diego.
Win.
Win. That'll be a challenge, though.
Win.
Yeah, right. I think they win. I think it'll be a pretty good game.
Home, Kansas City, week 11.
Ooh, that's intriguing. I still think they win that one. I don't think Kansas City has the horses, but...
Wait. Is that one in Kansas City or in Denver?
No, it's in Denver.
All right, because that's...
Yeah, I don't think Kansas City has the horses.
Here we go. We knew this was coming. So they're 10-0 going into New England.
Yeah, I think
New England
in November, late November. I think it's the 24th.
November
off the top
24th.
Of my head. Yeah, I have that one circled.
Another Sunday night game.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it.
It's awesome.
I love it. You know, I love it.
No, it's gonna be a great game.
I'm not crazy about Chris Collinsworth. But I love Al Michaels. I think he is the best play-by-play guy in the game.
If you
love Sunday Night Football.
If you had to put a gun in my head right now and force me to pick that game, I'd take Denver.
Here's how it's going to play out. Bill, what do you think?
Is Gronk back by that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Week 12?
Okay. He could be dead again, but who knows?
Just making sure. Listen, I think the Broncos are going to win that game too.
I agree. However, week 13, they're 12-0. At Kansas City, it's a loss.
That's the game I have them losing.
They're going to come off the high of the Patriots, and they're going to run out of steam.
That's going to be a tough back-to-back for them right there.
Those
two road games.
They won't get out of that two-game stretch without losing.
Without a loss. Okay. So we're giving them one loss between the Patriots and the Chiefs. Is there any way they lose both of those games? If they lose to the Pats, do they go to Kansas City and lose that game in Arrowhead?
It's possible.
It is possible. Yeah. I'm with you.
Because
they could start down themselves.
I'm not ruling it out. So,
and again, that's we're talking late November. That's probably almost, you know, what is that, December or November 30th? Or is that
November
December
24th 1st? And December 1st.
December 1st. So, I mean, you're getting into the cold weather even in KC that time of year. So, you know, that could play definitely a factor.
Yep.
You know, I'm so happy that all of us agree that the Broncos are going to lose at least one game, because there's nothing more annoying, in my opinion, than, you know, the 1971 Dolphins talking about Perfectville and how it's only the population us. And I like to see one team I just hate everything that comes with an undefeated season. When the Pats were going undefeated, I thought that was a bunch of malarkey, and it was too much attention on just them as a team, and I just like it when teams have at least one loss.
I hear you.
Bill likes seeing people lose.
That's not it. I don't like seeing people lose. I hate seeing people win all the time.
Here's what I'm tired of. I'm tired of those old Dolphin guys.
I'm tired of Mercury Morris.
They're going to the White House like 40. What are they doing? Just get out. Just be done. I'm tired of you. So I'm tired of that. So I would like one team to just win it all. Like if the Patriots could have won a couple years ago, just to shut them up, because then we wouldn't have to hear the Dolphins people ever again.
Right.
And that, you know, but I know what you're saying, Bill. You know, if I have to hear Chris Berman say one more time, they're popping the champagne in South Florida. I mean,
I'm tired of that. Yeah, I'm with you.
All right, so anyway, our little predictions are that the Broncos are going to run the table until week 12 or 13.
Yeah. Mm. I can't see anyone beating on them. I mean, other than the Colts.
I think the Dallas is going to give them a scare.
I don't think so. Jaguars, Redskins, Chargers, we all agree that those games are pushovers.
Nope, I think the Chargers have a shot in San Diego.
I don't think so either. I don't think Cowboys and I don't think the Chargers have what it takes. But maybe
Cowboys,
we'll see.
Colts, and Chargers have a shot.
Cowboys, Colts, and Chargers,
all
right.
They're all on the road.
Yep.
They all have a shot to beat them, but I don't think it'll happen. But
you know, we just kind of talked about how Peyton Manning doesn't like playing outdoors. Dallas, nice weather. Indianapolis, dome. San Diego, it's away, but San Diego has probably the best weather in the country. So what are we really worried about there?
I'm just saying. Phillip Rivers has the magic this year, dude.
Hostile territory out there in San Diego?
Hostile fans in
San Diego. Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're surfing most of the time.
They're very hostile.
San Diego, Superchargers, San Diego. Superchargers, San Diego. Superchargers, yeah, baby, give it to me. All right, San Diego Superchargers. You like how I just chime right in? As soon as I heard it kicking off, I just jumped right in there.
Yeah,
sounds like a crazy old man right there.
All right, that's all right. It's all good. Yeah. It's all good in the hood.
Back to the matchups, Bill.
Yeah, what do we got?
How about Sunday night? You got the Houston Texans and the San Francisco 49ers.
You know, if the Texans won last week, I'd be kind of excited about this game. But because the Niners had 10 days off, they played on Thursday Night Football last week, the Texans, a devastating, really depressing loss with the Matt Schaub pick six at the end to the Legion of Boom master, Richard Sherman, I'm not really that excited about this game.
Really?
No, I'm not. I think if the Texans won last week, it'd be a different story. But I just think right now Houston is just a little bit down on themselves.
I don't know. Compared to what we're getting tonight, I'll take this game.
I mean, yeah, if you're going to compare this ridiculous Bills-Browns matchup to Texans and 49ers, yeah, I'm pumped up about it. But when you're telling me that we have the Colts and the Broncos in a couple weeks on Sunday Night Football, the Broncos and the Patriots on Sunday Night Football, those are the games that I love.
Yep.
Patriots and Falcons last week, that's a great matchup. 49ers and Texans, it's just not giving me goosebumps.
Really? I kind of like this game because one of these teams will be 2-3. That's a problem.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Well, hey, fantasy-wise, let's help the people out there. Who are we liking in this game fantasy-wise?
I'll tell you who I'm not liking. That's Colin Kaepernick. I'm benching him this week. I'm going with Phillip Rivers, actually. Colin Kaepernick, to me, I don't know why he's not running the ball like he did last year. His targets are Vernon Davis and Anquan Boldin, and that is it. So I'm benching Colin Kaepernick this week. I like Frank Gore. I like Davis as he's healthy. I like Boldin if you're in a PPR league. From the Texans side of the ball, I love Arian Foster, and I like Andre Johnson, but that's about it.
All right. Let's get into the fantasy nightmare matchups, Bill. There's five of them. Okay.
Right.
We're going to blow through these quickly. Tonight's game, Bills-Browns.
Well, it is reported right now that C.J. Spiller is going to play, but that doesn't matter. I still have Fred Jackson ranked higher than him on ffchamps.com. I'm benching C.J. Spiller this week. The Browns are letting up 2.9 yards per carry to opposing running backs. Pretty damn good. Very underrated defensive front for the Cleveland Browns here. I don't know why they're not getting a lot of respect, but I figure after this game, people will start to take notice.
Okay. And who do you like in this game?
From a fantasy angle, I do like Fred Jackson a little bit, only because I think C.J. Spiller is not going to get a lot of carries, so Fred Jackson should see the majority of workload. And then I like Josh Gordon and Jordan Cameron. That's it. Really, just three guys I'm looking forward to.
I have the Browns winning this game, Bill, and going 3-2.
Now, is it crazy if I take the Browns tonight in my survivor pool?
Yes.
You think so?
Who have you taken this far?
I'd have to look it up, but I'd have to look it up. But I'm struggling this week.
You don't have the Rams?
I'm really I was thinking about taking the Rams.
They're at home against Jacksonville.
I know, and my partner doesn't want to take the Rams for I don't know.
Partner?
I told you what we do. Weeks 1 through weeks 3, we're on our own.
So how many were in your group initially?
4.
And now there's 2 of you left?
3.
All right. So you have to all agree?
There's 1,800 people in this league.
How many are left?
Survivor. 670.
And 3 of them are you and your 2 bros.
Well, one person. So what we do is you're on your own week 1 through 3. One of our partners, one of our would-be partners, lost in week 1.
Okay.
So he was out. So now there's 3 of us. So far, I have taken the Patriots, the Ravens, the Broncos, and the Colts. So I was looking at
as good a spot as any to take the Rams.
Well, I know.
Because you're not doing it against the spread, right?
No, straight up.
It's a big spread. It's 11.5.
You kind of feel like this is the only game the Jaguars really think they can win?
Meh.
The Rams are just awful.
The Rams are bad. I'm taking the points. I'm taking the Rams with the points.
How about the Falcons?
I'm taking the Falcons. Well, that's the thing. One of us want to take the Falcons on Monday night. But do you think we're crazy for both of us to take Atlanta?
So you need to spread your picks, because now you're all one team, even though you have 3 separate picks.
Well, we only have 2 separate picks, because the guy that we partnered with ended up losing last week.
So you have 2 picks.
2 picks for 3 people, yeah.
Okay. 2 picks? The 2 picks are the Rams and the Falcons.
That's what I'm trying to say to him, and he doesn't believe me. And I was
saying,
all right, well, how about the Browns then?
Why?
Because he doesn't want to take the Rams.
Why?
I don't know. He says, I don't know. He's a knucklehead.
I don't know. Crazy. All right.
Yeah.
All right. Enough of you. You're going to lose. So
moving on.
Have fun
moving
with that, your little partners there.
You don't think the Falcons? You think both of us lose if we take the Falcons?
No. But you take the Falcons and the Rams. That way you're both still you have 2 picks next week. If you make those 2 picks, they're both going to cash for you. Then you get them both next. You get to keep going the same pattern next week with 2 more picks.
Right.
If you lose one of your picks, then you're down to 1 pick next week, right?
If we lose both of our picks this weekend,
one of your picks.
Right, then we only have 1 pick next week. Correct.
Got it. All right. All right. What do we want to do here, Kev? Do we need to take a break?
Sounds good to me.
All right, let's take a quick break. More of our previews for Week 5 coming up, plus your fantasy football emails, webradio@patriots.com. You can give us a call, 855-728-7500. More Football Nation coming up next on patriots.com radio.
The word offseason doesn't exist in the NFL. Maybe for hot dog vendors and groundskeepers, but not for teams or players or fans. When the goal every year is winning it all, the road begins to be paved in February, because there are holes that need to be filled, weights that need to be lifted, and next levels that need to be reached. Keep up with your favorite team with coverage of NFL Network 24/7 on NFL Mobile. Always having your passions with you? That's powerful. Call *NFL to download NFL Mobile from Verizon. Airtime and messaging rates may apply. Coverage not available everywhere. Available on select smartphones. Don't call or text while driving.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The New England Patriots are back in action, and Ace Ticket, the Patriots' official fan travel partner, is behind the team. From Foxborough all the way to Miami, Ace Ticket is your official home for all Boston sports tickets. With free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square or across the street from the Boston Garden, or game day pickup at Patriot Place, Ace Ticket is Boston's own ticket agency. We've been serving our customers for over 30 years. Ace always has the best seats at the lowest prices. Whether it's sports, concert, or theater tickets, Ace makes it easy to get the tickets you want and the service you deserve. So treat yourself or impress someone. Go to aceticket.com or call 1-800-MY-SEATS and get the lowest price on the best tickets for all Boston sports teams. And with our free loyalty program, you get 5% back on all orders. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. Ace Ticket. Sit your ace down.
1-800-MY-SEATS. 1-800-MY-SEATS. Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live. Shop retailers and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on-site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Story Time every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
Before Jenny met her new nephew, Wyatt, before she drove to New York, and before she picked up a Boston Red Sox onesie down the street from her Alston studio, Jenny got 1% back on tires, 2% back on snacks, and 3% back on gas using her Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. So Jenny got ready to do what she loved with cash rewards she liked. That's the power of the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. That's Bank of America. Life's better when we're connected. With the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, you can earn 1% cash back on all purchases all the time, 2% cash back on groceries, and 3% cash back on gas. Apply today at bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Grocery and gas bonus rewards apply to 1,500 in combined purchases each quarter. Call 1-888-224-8735 for details about credit costs and terms. Copyright 2013 Bank of America Corporation.
You know that celebration dance? The I just got a heck of a deal on awesome entertainment, so let's dance, dance? You probably haven't done it in a while, so here's a reason to. Now until September 3rd, when you sign up for 100% fiber optic Verizon Fios, you can take your entertainment to the next level with America's fastest, most reliable internet. Switch to a Fios Triple Play online for just $79.99 a month for 12 months and get your choice of a $300 Amazon.com gift card or a $300 Visa prepaid card with a 2-year agreement. Plus, get a high-speed wireless router at no additional charge. You won't get that with cable. And that's an entertainment deal worth dancing about. So hurry. This great summer deal ends September 3rd. Visit gottogetfios.com and upgrade today. Technology that makes life more entertaining. That's powerful. Price is $89.99 a month for months 13 to 24. Rate may increase after 2 years. Verizon Visa prepaid card issued by MetaBank, member FDIC. Amazon.com is not a sponsor of this promotion. Restrictions apply. Fios available in select areas. Offer for new customers subscribing to a triple play bundle online with a 2-year agreement and ends 9/3/13. Taxes, fees, RSN fee, and other terms apply. Visit Verizon.com/Amazon for details.
Follow the Patriots like never before with the official Patriots mobile apps for iPhone, Android, and iPad. Get instant access to all the latest news, stats, and analysis, plus live Patriots Game Center. Search New England Patriots in your device's app marketplace to get the latest Patriots news, audio, and video in the palm of your hand. Download the official Patriots mobile apps today and stay connected. Headlines, stats, fantasy previews, and more right here on Football Nation.
All right, welcome back to Football Nation. Bill Enright, Todd DeVries, our producer Kevin Collins hanging out with you for about another 20, 25 minutes here on Patriots.com Radio. You can give us a call, last-minute fantasy football advice, 855-728-7500. You can also email us, webradio at patriots.com. Todd, what do you say before we get back into our matchup previews? For week five, we jump over to the phone lines where Mike is patiently waiting. What's up, Mike?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What do you got for us today, brother?
So I emailed you guys last week, and you guys couldn't decide if you liked my team or hated it. I have terrible wide receivers, and I was 3-0 at the time. I lost last week, and I'm 3-1.
All right, so run us through your team again. We'll make a final decision whether or not we like it or hate it.
So I have a 10-team PPR league, and I have my running backs are LeSean McCoy and the Muscle Hamster. I got Peyton Manning and Gonzo. So, great in those positions. My wide receivers are terrible, so I've just been going for PPR type guys. So, I have Amendola, but he's been hurt. I picked up Edelman after week one, so he's been kind of carrying that spot. So, I got Stevie Johnson. I have Tavon Austin. I picked up Emmanuel Sanders. So, some issues at the wide receiver position. I'm considering offering a trade that I don't know if he'll even go for it as a girl in my league. But I'm thinking of packaging Peyton and then Julian Edelman and Stevie Johnson, and I'm going to try to get Tom Brady, C.J. Spiller, and Julio Jones.
Oh, Mike, did you hit me up on Twitter earlier today?
I did.
All right.
A reply from you. Did you reply?
You know what? We discussed it earlier in the show. We have another show that we did. I wasn't sure what show you were referring to in your question, but Todd and I did discuss your little situation here, and we kind of said that we wouldn't give up Peyton Manning.
I didn't want to either, but it was my wide receivers are so bad, and I feel like Tom Brady's only going to get better when Gronk comes back.
Right.
That I didn't know if it'd be worth it.
To me. You don't want to trade away a guy that's going to carry your team each and every week. I agree with you. I think Brady gets a lot better once Gronk comes back, once Amendola is healthy. But there's going to be some games when Brady has, you know, two touchdowns for 250 yards. I don't see that happening with Peyton this year. I think it's a lock for 300 yards at least. I think it's a lock for three touchdowns at least. I think he's a guy that can carry your team the rest of the way. I love Julio Jones. I'm not crazy about C.J. Spiller right now. Your wide receivers do need a little help, and we didn't know your wide receiver situation when we answered your question earlier in the day. So, Todd, now that we know that he needs help, do you think he makes the trade and gets Julio and Brady?
No. Peyton Manning has a chance to have the greatest fantasy quarterback season ever, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
You can't cut bait with him. No way. No, I agree. Tom Brady is a buy low candidate right now. He's going to get better and better and better, especially when Amendola and Gronk get back into the picture. Spiller's damaged goods. He looks like a headache the rest of the way. You know, who knows which way he's going to wind up going, Bill? I mean,
yeah, he'd be a flex guy for me, but I agree. I wouldn't even know if I'd flex him.
And Julio, we love Julio, but I just can't get rid of. I can't get rid of Manning. I wouldn't consider any package right now where you're getting rid of Manning.
Who else do you have at running back?
So I have, you know, I get the two studs. I got Muscle Hamster and LeSean McCoy. I've been flexing Lamar Miller every week.
Okay.
I have Shane Vereen, and he had a great week one, but then he's been hurt. And
right.
I'm hanging on to him. And I just picked up the backup from Oakland. I grabbed him on waivers, and I got him flexing in right now.
Jennings?
Yeah.
Well, you could take him out of your lineup, too, because we don't have a lot of faith in him this weekend. Marcel Reese is expected to play. Rashad Jennings, we don't think he can do a whole lot, especially with Terrell Pryor back in action. The only other
option to fill in for him would be Stevie Johnson tonight, and I don't think he's going to do a whole lot.
No, don't play Stevie Johnson going up against my boy Joe Hayden.
Either that or Emmanuel Sanders. Like I don't have any options. Right
Sanders
now.
Is on a bye, so you're not playing him.
Yep.
The only thing that I would consider doing is taking Doug Martin, packaging him with someone like Stevie Johnson.
Yeah, but now's not the time to package Doug Martin.
Going after Julio Jones and someone else.
I love that music. Play it all day.
Don't tell him that, because now he's just going to keep playing it. Oh, my God.
Ooh, we got the cackle at the end. We don't usually get that far.
No, we don't. We make him cut it before it plays that far, but I guess since Mike likes it, he went all the way. What I was going to say is you take Doug Martin, you take Stevie Johnson, you go after Julio Jones and his running back flex. I think with Peyton Manning, LeSean McCoy, you can ride with Lamar Miller, you can get a decent flex option if you trade Doug Martin, and now all of a sudden you have Julio Jones on your team. And you don't give up Peyton Manning. That's what I'm trying to get at.
Okay.
I don't know. So, I might just stand pat with what he has.
Yeah, stick with it.
Patchwork, you know, hope. If Amendola comes back healthy, you've only got really like one weakness on the team. I mean,
right.
Doug Martin's not going to be this terrible all year. He's not going to be this. He can't be this terrible all
year. I don't know, man. Did you watch Mike Glennon the other week?
Well, they got Dan Orlovsky behind him.
So the end result is you guys still don't know if you like my team.
No, we really don't.
I like his team, other than the wide receivers are obviously your problem. Overall, Bill, he's got Peyton. He's got possibly the number one running back in the league, potentially.
I do like that.
He's got the number one quarterback and the top three tight end.
I like that, too.
It's not bad.
PPR league, you can make some noise with Amendola and Edelman.
Okay.
So what do you got for us this weekend? You got any questions?
It really was just trying to figure out flex position. So I'm screwed if Reese is going to be playing. I'm probably going to have to put Stevie Johnson in.
You can't pick
up
Reese.
So the problem is we, you know, obviously he has to make his decision here in 2 hours.
Yeah.
That's the problem, though.
I don't like Stevie Johnson this weekend.
I think Hayden's going to come down.
Yeah, I mean, he shut down A.J. Green. So I'm not going with Stevie Johnson. No way. Can't do it. If that means you have to play Rashad Jennings, then so be it.
Yeah.
I mean, there is a chance, Bill, that this Reese, you know, there's still 3 days
true.
Till they play. There is a chance that this Reese, you know, news story takes a turn for the worse, and he is injured again. Who knows? We don't. The problem is he has to decide right now.
Well, I don't have to decide on Jennings right now. I can pick up another guy that probably will be just as bad as Jennings, but might have more upside.
Who's that be?
Sunday. There's really not a whole lot, but I mean, it could be a guy like Robert Woods, or I know he's not a great option too. Well, actually,
yeah, but he plays tonight too.
Yeah. Blackman's
not out there, is he?
Let me ask you this. I have DeMichael Finley. I can flex him because the flex spot can be a tight end.
Oh, I hate DeMichael Finley.
I do too. That's why he's my back.
You know what, though? Against the Lions, if he plays, that's not a bad option. That's better than Rashad Jennings. Even though I don't like Finley, I do think that's better than Jennings.
All right, so the advice is this. Don't play any Bills tonight.
Right.
Yep. Wait until Sunday morning. See what's going on with Jennings and Reese. If Reese is, you know, taking a back seat again, injured again, whatever, play Jennings. If you don't feel good about Jennings, Reese is going to eat up his time, then go Finley.
Awesome.
Mike, I may remember your email. Are you the same one that was trying to help out the girl in the preseason?
No, I'm the one that you guys hated because I attached a picture of my roster because I did it from my phone.
No, I think we appreciate that, actually. We like to see that. It's a lot easier than reading through all the... No, because we had another person that was helping out a girl in his league, and we didn't know if he was trying to hit on her or trying to make her win.
I remember that guy.
Yeah.
I got some advice from him. Dude, don't help her out. The girl in my league won last year. She snuck into the playoffs and beat us all.
See, you can't have that happen, because then you look... Yeah, you look like less of a man. not to sound sexist or anything.
Her husband helps her. That's what I'm telling myself.
There you go. Mike, best of luck and appreciate the phone call. Great conversation there with Mike.
Bill, I have a story there, a girl story. Want to hear this one?
Yeah. Right.
So going back, geez, 10 years maybe even longer, my wife and her friends got a league going, okay? So it was like my buddies and their wives. It was like the husbands and wives league, which is a terrible, terrible idea.
Wait. Together? So you were partnered with your wife?
No. We were against.
Oh, God. Okay.
Okay, and here's the mistake I made. I feel bad for my wife. She's pretty good at knowing football. Like she knows her stuff pretty well. But you know, on draft day, it was her first draft. She didn't really know what she was doing. I helped her out. Do you remember the year Tiki Barber went off? Just went off.
Yeah, 1,200 yards from scrimmage.
Just I thought it was long, more than even that.
He 26. Just a, I think. Yeah. 26.
He had a crazy good year.
Yeah.
Well, I like helped. She drafted him in like the middle rounds because I was like, take Tiki Barber. You know, I helped her out in the draft. Is my point. She wins the league. Okay. Guess what she does? How many years ago was that? 10.
Yeah.
Seriously, it's like 9 or 10 years ago, right?
Yeah.
She retires.
As the champion.
Yeah. She retires, and she didn't want to play again because. She wanted to hold it over me that she beat me in a fantasy league. And she has yet to play in a fantasy league since.
Well, what about that four-member league you have going on?
Oh, well, that's the first one. It's me and the kids and her. It's four of us.
Who's winning that one?
I'm dominating them all.
You know what? You have to give back my cell phone number. I'm going to help them out.
No. Can't help them. No. But, so that's what she did. So the word of advice is rings true with the caller, with the guy that called in last week. You can't help these chicks out because they're devious, and they will turn it against you. You just gotta destroy them, just like anybody else, Bill. No mercy. Right? Cobra Kai. It's like you got to get all Karate Kid with these chicks. Right? Sweep the leg.
Speaking of females, it is NFL Breast Cancer Awareness Month. So we get to see some pink outfits this week, or this month, this entire month.
Oh, you're right. You're right. Lots of pink.
Yeah. And I believe you can support breast cancer awareness by purchasing some NFL pink products. So that's always good to see.
Mm.
I like seeing the pink out there on the field.
All right, Bill, how do you want to finish the show? We got 12 minutes. We got a few matchups to talk about. We've got a few emails to get to. What do you want to do?
All right, let's bang out the matchups, and then we'll go to emails.
There are four fantasy nightmare matchups left. Baltimore Ravens versus the Miami Dolphins.
Disgusting. This game is going to be awful. If you have Ray Rice, if you have Lamar Miller, if you have Torrey Smith, that's who you're rolling with. Other than that, leave everyone out.
I still have Lamar Miller under my microscope. I'm playing him when I have to, but I'm still like, I'm keeping a close eye on him. I'm waiting to see what he's all about. He really hasn't shown me yet. I thought he was off to a good start last week, Bill, and then they got so far behind that they had to pass the rest of the game, you know?
You know, go on.
I was going to say, he had like 11 carries for 60-some-odd yards, and then they went into pure pass mode.
Three straight weeks with 60 yards or more. Two out of the last three, he has a touchdown. He's going to break a big run. I don't know if it's going to happen against Baltimore, but these 60-yard games he's having, one of these days you're going to see like 110 and two touchdowns. That's what I'm waiting for Lamar Miller to do.
Maybe what happens is, with our last caller who was trying to initially trade away Peyton Manning, maybe he waits till Lamar Miller has a big game, then packages him with somebody to try to get Julio.
It's not a bad option.
You know what I mean? But you can't really do it yet. Our next game to get to, Jags and Rams. Boo. Cecil Shorts and Jared Cook?
Yeah, Cecil Shorts, Jared Cook. I'm going with MJD, too, because the Rams are one of the worst rushing teams in the league.
All right. Next game up is the Panthers and Cardinals, Bill. 4 o'clock magic. What do you think?
You know, the Cardinals, a little disappointing right now on offense. I was expecting a little more from Larry Fitz, a little bit more from Carson Palmer. Larry Fitz, I'm starting him. I'm not starting any of the Cardinals running backs or any of their wide receivers outside of Fitz. And then for the Panthers, you're starting Cam Newton, you're starting Steve Smith, but I'm not rolling the dice with D'Angelo Williams this week.
All right, and how about in the 11:30 p.m. Eastern Time kickoff game, Bill?
Because of baseball,
you got the AFC West clash, the high-flying Chargers, Superchargers against the Raiders with Terrell Pryor.
Rivers, Woodhead, and Gates from a fantasy angle for the San Diego. Terrell Pryor, if you need him this week for the Raiders, but I'm not big on Rashad Jennings. We'll see if Marcel Reese even plays.
Let me ask you a question here. Philip Rivers off to a really red-hot start.
Big time.
Antonio Gates gets hurt like he usually does, what happens to Rivers? Because who else does he have to throw to? I mean, it's like Woodhead and Gates.
Yeah, and, you know, Keenan Allen is kind of coming on strong here now that Malcolm Floyd and Eddie Royale with cheese has kind of died down a little bit. So keep an eye on Allen as a rookie if you're in some deeper leagues. But other than that, Todd, I think you're right. He's in trouble if Gates gets hurt.
Two lopsided matchups to wrap it up here. Chiefs and Titans, Bill.
Jamal Charles, Dwayne Bowe, if you have Alex Smith and you need him because you have someone on a bye like RG3, I can see why you're using him against the Titans. I'm a little disappointed in the way that the Titans season is going from a fantasy angle. Seems like Nate Washington has a big week every other week. Chris Johnson's getting plenty of carries, but he's just not producing to a level that we've expected from CJ. So, yeah, this one's fantasy lopsided for me. I think that the Chiefs take it, no-brainer.
Last one, how about the New York Jets against the Atlanta Falcons?
Roddy White, we think that he is back to full strength or at least...
No, I don't think he's full strength. I think
very
he's
close to it.
He's back to a point where he can produce for fantasy owners.
He's not just a decoy anymore?
No, I think he can produce. I don't think he's full strength.
Roddy White, Julio Jones, Matt Ryan, and Tony Gonzalez, excellent options if you have any of the Atlanta Falcons playmakers. From the Jets, I'm not going with anyone other than Bilal Powell.
Got it.
That's it. Just Powell.
There you go. So there's your slate of games, Bill. I'll tell you what, all in all, this is a pretty good week for football.
I mean, we just
went through the crappy games, but we spent a good 30 minutes talking about all the great matchups.
I totally agree with you. I think this weekend is going to be make a lot of fantasy managers very, very happy.
Now, hold on a second. Did we do Patriots-Bengals? We saved it for last, didn't we?
Yeah, Patriots-Bengals. So here's what we're looking for in this game. Rob Gronkowski, Danny Amendola, we're waiting to see if they're going to play. Steven Ridley didn't practice all week. It looks like he's going to be doubtful for this weekend's game. That's good news if you're relying on Brandon Bolden or LeGarrette Blount in your flex. I'm still riding with Julian Edelman in a PPR league. Kembrell Tompkins, not a bad flex option, low-end wide receiver three. Obviously, you're starting Brady. Now, for the Bengals, we believe that Giovanni Bernard has moved way beyond Ben Jarvis Green Ellis, but since the law firm is playing against his former team, do you think he's extra motivated to produce?
No.
All right, A.J. Green should have a bounce. Moving on.
I don't think he's like ultra motivated. No. I have no other analysis there other than I can't see it. He doesn't seem like the motivated type.
All right, so A.J. Green, maybe a bounce back week now that he's moving past Joe Hayden. A.J. Green's been quiet the last two weekends.
He has been. Tlaib, what do you think?
Yeah, I mean, another big game for Tlaib. He's been doing really well against big-time wide receivers.
Yeah. Gio Bernard's worth talking about a little bit more, Bill. Let's go through his touches, weeks 1 through 4. 5 touches, week 1. 9 touches, week 2. 14 touches, get the trend here, and 16 last week, Bill. So, you know, it's he's eclipsed the law firm, and while he's still, I guess, not technically the starter, right? 16 to 20 touches. If he gets 16 to 20 touches every game, that's going to be all you need from fantasy manager. As, you know, as like an RB, a low-end RB2, maybe a high-end RB2, or a flex option.
Yeah, I'm with you there.
I mean, especially in PPR. I mean, he has 10 catches last 2 weeks combined.
Yeah, pretty. Yeah.
That is fantastic if you're in a PPR. You know, he's basically getting you 10 points in the receiving game in the PPR league before you even get to the rushing. He's getting you 10 points straight off the bat from catching the ball. So that's what you want to see out of Gio. He did the same thing at North Carolina. He's like a Brian Westbrook. We told you that all throughout August. He's a mini Brian Westbrook from the old Eagles. He's going to, you know, when he has his good years, Bill, like the next couple of years, he's going to be catching 60, 70 balls.
Yeah, I'm with you there. I was very upset that I didn't get him in my Dynasty League. But that's what happens. That's what happens when you win. You don't get to have good picks the following year.
You had a late pick.
Yeah.
So what's our prediction for this game? Score predictions. Let's get Kevin involved here. Wake up, Kevin. I know he's ready to push the muscle hamster button.
I'm awake.
Pig button.
31-14 for me, Patriots.
Whoa! What? Say that again?
It's a big one.
31-14. Really? You guys think so?
It's in Cincinnati, right?
Yes, it is.
That means nothing to me.
It is.
Okay. Kevin?
Yeah.
I'm going to go 24-20 New England.
What? Close, you think?
Yep.
I think the Pats blow them out this weekend.
I think since he's going to be able to move the ball, I think they're going to be able to run the ball, and I think it's going to be lower scoring than people think.
I'm along more with Kevin. I was going to say 23-17.
Okay. I could see that.
34-14.
We had a lot of picks come in streaming into the web radio inbox today during the earlier shows that were people picking scores in the teens, like 17-16, 17-14.
You know what? I'll give the Bengals a field goal, 31-17.
There you go. I could see that happening, Bill. I wouldn't be shocked. I just don't think it's going to. I'm not saying that it can't or that it won't. It's just if you're asking me what I think based off what I've seen, I think it's going to be a little bit more of a rock fight.
All right.
A rock fight. I like that.
All right, let's finish up the show with some emails. We have Jay wants to know what we should think about Steven or what he should do about Steven Ridley. Does he start Ridley against the Bengals? His other running backs are Ray Rice and Ben-Jarvis Green Ellis. We don't even know if Ridley's playing at this point.
His other options?
Yeah.
Are Ray Rice and Ben-Jarvis?
My other RBs. I don't know if they're options.
So what's his question?
How valuable is Ridley as running back, and should I start him against Bengals? My other RBs are Rice and Green Ellis. That's what I'm working with here, Todd.
Okay, well, no, you should not be high on Ridley. He might not play. So look, have a plan B ready to rock and roll.
Next question is from John Harris. He wants to know if he should play Spiller or Fred Jackson this week. Someone dropped Ridley. He is available. Should I pick him up? If so, who do I drop? Any recommendations? Right now, his starting lineup is Jamal Charles, C.J. Spiller, and I don't see a flex option. I would swap in Fred Jackson for Spiller.
Yep.
Not high on Spiller. And okay. I think, does he pick up Ridley? He would have to he would have to drop Stevie Johnson or Edelman. Wait one more week. We don't even think Ridley's going to play.
Yeah, I'd wait.
Bodog is in Nick, aka Nick, in Pennsylvania. He has full point PPR league. Vernon Davis is injured. Heath Miller's on a bye. Are any of these other options better? Brandon Myers, Garrett Graham, Kellen Winslow, Brandon Pettigrew. No, I like Vernon Davis.
Yep, stick with Vern.
Dan M., first question, standard scoring league. Two running backs, three wide receivers, no flex. I've been propositioned by the first-place team for Julius Thomas, who rides his bench since he has Jimmy Graham. His offer was insulting, so I'm negotiating. Would you package Thomas with Amendola and or Decker for Randall Cobb? Thomas and Amendola for Cobb, no.
Well, first of all, standard league.
Right. So, yeah, that's true.
Does he really need to do – that seems like a lot for Cobb.
It certainly does. I mean, just Julius Thomas for Cobb should be
good. I mean, Amendola should be Cobb if he's healthy.
Right.
Wouldn't you put them in the same tier?
Yes.
When healthy?
Totally.
Yeah, so I don't see why you're making this other guy's team better. I wouldn't do that.
All right, second question. Would you trade some combo of Richardson, Alfred Morris, and Julius Thomas for Adrian Peterson? Now, I don't know if this Richardson is Trent or Darrell. So that makes a difference. A big difference.
Trent, Alfred Morris. If it's Trent, well, what would you say if it's Trent?
If it's Trent and Alfred Morris, I'm not doing that for Julius Thomas. I mean, for Adrian Peterson.
It's Trent Morris and Orange Julius for AP.
Or it's Darryl.
Well, if it's Darryl, I'm doing it.
I think Alfred, yeah, right. If it's Darryl, I'm doing it. But if it's Trent, Alfred Morris, and Julius Thomas for Adrian Peterson, I'm not doing it.
Yes, I agree.
Okay. Third question. Would you trade Marcus Colston for Giovanni Bernard and Arian Foster?
No.
Oh, excuse me. Yeah.
Marcus Colston and Gio. I got a little excited there.
Marquise Colston and Gio for Foster. You want to do that one?
Nope.
No, I'm not doing that either. I would stick with the guys. Next email, Mike in Rhode Island. I can start any of the three following wide receivers. Demaryius Thomas, Anquan Boldin, Hakeem Nicks, Josh Gordon, or Andre Johnson. Wow. Talk about a string of wide receivers.
All right, DT is in. Josh Gordon is in.
Nicks, Boldin, or Andre Johnson. Don't know the scoring situation here.
This is called a standard.
All right, I'm going with Andre.
Andre.
Yeah, go with Andre. That's the right move.
All right.
All right, that was it. That's it for the questions. We got all caught up on our emailers. A lot of interaction from the callers today. I want to thank the great Dan Dierdorf for coming in and joining us here on Football Nation. What do we think, guys? How do we want to end the show today?
I don't know. I'm kind of waiting for Kevin to push a button to make us all laugh.
He usually has a waiting. Who you got?
That's what I wanted to.
Last prediction. I gotta make my pick.
Browns.
You got Browns?
Yeah.
Covering the 4.5.
What is it? 4.5.
Yeah. I have them covering.
Yeah, covering.
Hmm.
It's a terrible rain. Game. 20-13.
It's gonna be an ugly game.
Yeah, it's gonna rain in the second half.
Yeah.
I figured.
That's good to know.
Yeah.
That's all I got.
That's it.
Go Pats. Gronk's gonna play. Go Pats.
Doug Martin's on a bye this week. You can't play the Muscle Hamster music when Martin's on a bye. Ugh, God, I hate it.
I love it. The worst part.
I could listen to that all day long.
I have a good way to end the show. Who is your MVP from the first month of the season not named Peyton Manning?
Fantasy or regular?
Regular NFL MVP through the first month of the season.
So it's going to be on a good team.
Named Peyton.
I guess I got to say Breeze.
I think I'm with you there, Todd.
Yeah, I mean, if you were going to go fantasy, I would have said LeSean McCoy.
I'd say Jimmy Graham.
Fantasy, I would say...
Other than Manning, of course.
Yeah, all right.
Jimmy Graham, dude.
Yeah, Jimmy Graham, totally. Totally. But since we're not doing fantasy, just regular... First month of the season, NFL MVP. I'm going to go with Drew Brees. They were 0-4 last year at this time. They're 4-0 right now. Pretty impressive.
Not bad. Not bad.
All right, any closing words, Todd?
Nope. Just enjoy the Thursday night slop, Bill.
I just want to compliment both you guys on the good interview you did today. I was very proud of you.
Thank you. Kevin, you did a great job
I was like
of getting
a proud papa.
Hey, we wouldn't have had him if it wasn't for you.
Appreciate it.
All right, for Kevin Collins, Todd DeVries, I'm Bill Enright. Best of luck in week four, or week five, excuse me, and have fun this weekend.
Every football fan has a voice at footballnation.com.